This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The search is on for more teachers. So to help meet demands, the council and schools are working together on a project called Inspire Lead Teach. We've been finding out more from HR advisor Keely Metcalf and Richard Upton, who's a teacher at St Aidan's High School in Harrogate.
People leave their jobs, people move on, people seek career progression, people have families, so there's maternity, paternity leave. So that results in a need to have teachers bring in new talent, as well as there is a need to bring new teachers because of growing numbers of students in schools and changing subjects. So we're constant, there's always change, there's always a need to recruit teachers into the profession.
And a question a lot of people will probably ask is, who can be a teacher?
So it's about having the right skills to inspire people. It's about having a good subject knowledge of the subject that you're going to teach. So for primary, it's having a good general round subject knowledge and understanding the curriculum well. And it's also about being able to inspire people to want to learn and to want to have ambition for the future.
And thinking of people who might want to have a change of career later on in life, how easy is it to train to become a teacher or a teaching assistant?
So to be a teacher, you, for a primary teacher, you do need to have all, again, your GCSEs at grade C, A to C, or in English, Maths and Science. For a secondary teacher, you need to have gained your GCSEs in English and Maths at A to C. And then for both areas, you do need to have a degree before you can then apply for teacher training. There would be other requirements as well if you were looking for teacher training, so there would be a requirement to have some school experience. But the Department for Education can support people who are thinking about becoming a teacher. They've got a really good website, Get Into Teaching, and there's a lot of details on there about how you can gain school experience. And also, if you perhaps haven't got all the required GCSEs, you can resit them and gain that to then pursue teacher training.
And we have Richard here, who's a teacher in Harrogate. How did you become involved in this project?
So it's not something that I've wanted to do necessarily for a long time. I actually found out that I might be interested in teaching at university. In my third year, it really happened. Up until then, I'd been trying internships in sales and accounting, and nothing really drew me. And I realised that when I was in third year, I'd been doing kind of a local project with some secondary schools in the area. Myself and a friend had been raising money to hire out local West End theatres, and we were able to kind of take that to local secondary schools that didn't have many opportunities, and we were able to put on productions with the students there. And although it was a kind of a hobby at the time, having tried lots of different career paths, I soon realised that actually this hobby was something that I might want to venture into, and so I tried teaching.
When you decided you wanted to go into teaching, where did you start getting information, that sort of thing?
So there's lots of good information on websites and things. I was kind of scrolling the internet to find some information there, and I actually came back to my hometown, back to Harrogate, and back to the school that I went to as a student, because I had a really good experience there at that school. So I came back and asked them all about it. They gave me loads of great information about different kind of programs that were offered, Teach First, but also the one that I eventually went down, which is kind of through a schools teaching alliance. The one that I'm involved in is the Yorkshire Schools Teaching Alliance, but there's loads out there, and they kind of told me all about this programme that was available and open for me to try.
I guess every day is different in a school, which is what makes the job good. But what's a typical day like for you? When do you start? When do you finish?
So, I mean, people do it differently. Some people get in really early and go home fairly soon after the bell if they've got kids to collect or anything. I tend to get in about an hour before school starts, so about 7:30, and then I've got the full day at school, and I leave at about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And during that time, I mean, one of the main things that I actually love is that I start school, and it sounds horrendous really when you think my life is kind of governed by this bell, but actually, you know, some days I start school, that first bell goes, and before you know it, I've not had anything to eat, but I've had a really full on day teaching 5 classes, doing boys choir at lunch or a number of different clubs to kind of break up that teaching, and it's 3:30 and I think, I should probably go and get some food now.
So it's definitely a job where you don't twiddle your thumbs then.
Absolutely not, no. I really, really enjoy it.
Mm. And what do you get out of it? What are the rewards of being a teacher?
There's a lot of different rewards, and it's probably different for everybody. One thing I obviously particularly enjoy that I think a lot of people do is the buzz that you get when you really can see a student getting to grips with a topic and understanding a topic. And I know in chemistry particularly, because it's something that is right or wrong, watching students where they've kind of worked their way through a really complicated question and they get to the end of it and they say, oh, is this the answer? And you tell them it's correct. They kind of get that sense of accomplishment as they've worked right their way through it, you know. So there's obviously certain feel-good factors there. And I also do a lot of extracurricular things. I love helping out. As I say, I've got an interest in drama. So although I teach chemistry, I help out with the school productions. I run the boys' choir. And so there's other areas in school to get involved in and try and, you know, help out and give kids opportunities that they might not otherwise get.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully you've both inspired people to at least think about teaching as a new career. How can they find out more information about it?
So on October the 13th, Thursday, October the 13th, we are hosting a Get Into Teaching Day at County Hall in North Allerton. It starts at 1:30 and goes through till 6:30 p.m. But people can drop in at any time in that time frame. They don't have to book. They can arrive at County Hall, drop in, and they can meet the different teaching alliances in North Yorkshire and the universities who offer the training, and they can find out about all the different routes to train to teach. They can find out about the prerequisite qualifications that they need. They can ask questions about the profession, find out from people who work in schools what it's like to be a teacher, how long the training takes. So that's the 13th of October at County Hall in North Allerton, and they can drop in any time between 1:30 and 6:30. We also have information on our website, which is www.inspireleadteach.co.uk, and that's all about teaching in North Yorkshire.